Hey Mac heads, it is December 15th, 2004, and this is your MacCast. All right, how's everybody doing? Here we are, we're broadcasting again. My name is Adam Christensen, and this is a show for Mac geeks, by Mac geeks. We're going to cover Macintosh news, reviews, opinions. I also have a call-in hotline where you guys can get a hold of me and ask any questions, make any comments. I really want to make this show for all of us, so I'm hoping it'll become more of a collaborative effort. We'll play some comments. If you guys hear a question or that you think you can answer or provide a better answer than I can, then by all means, call into the hotline or email me. That hotline number is 206-222-2788. It's 20-MACCAST8. Or you can reach me via email at maccast@gmail.com. I want to mention that my opening music is song called Sugar Baby by Nevin. It's released on a Creative Commons license and it's available at garageband.com. I was thinking about the first show. This is our second show, and I listened back to it and it was okay. It was my first show, so I'm going to give myself a little leeway, but it came across a little more stale than I wanted. You know, I really want this show to be just like I'm one of your friends who's really into Macs and just wants to help out, you know, keep you up to date on the latest information, what's going on, and just have a conversation with you guys. So I'm hoping to do more of that in this show, and hopefully you like it. Call the hotline or send me an email and let me know what you think. So with that said, let's get on real quickly to the few news items I have, and then I have a couple of opinions, and we have one question to answer, and then we'll end the show. What I really want to do is kind of keep the show short, maybe 10-15 minutes. All right, so here we go with the news. It looks like Toshiba has got their 80 gigabyte 1.8-inch hard drives ready. They should start showing up in iPods, it sounds like, in the third quarter 2005. So, you know, your iPod is going to have 80 gigabytes of memory. That's just crazy. I don't know how much music you guys have, but I have a 10 gig iPod, and it's not even halfway full. I'm definitely not a person who has the most music, you know, the largest music collection out there, but 80 gigabytes... you know, that's amazing. I guess if Apple ever gets on the ball and incorporates video, that may come in really, really handy. And I have some comments on that a little later in the show. All right. In other iPod news, I just read that the latest firmware updates, specifically it seems like maybe on the iPod Photo, breaks the functionality that Reel added that would let you... buy music on Reel's music store and play the music on your iPod. You know, I think all around DRM is a bad thing. Oh, the technology from Reel is called Harmony. So the new iPod firmware breaks the Harmony stuff that Reel put together. You know, I don't know. My opinion on DRM is I think it's just a bad thing. I'm all for fair use, and I think things were working fine when we had that model, and, you know, all this DRM stuff just drives me nuts, and I really feel that as long as there's DRM, there's going to be people around cracking it, whether it's Reel or individuals or whatever. So I think the Apple and the music industry need to realize that there's nothing they're going to be able to do to stop people from getting their music the way they want it and using the way they want it. But, you know, more power to them if they want to keep trying, and more power to those guys who keep cracking it. All right, the other thing I read about is that according to Mac Rumors, it looks like macOS 10.3.7 is getting ready for release. Not much in the way of new functionality. It looks like it has some improved support for saving documents with long file names, which that's great because that's been needed for a while. I've run into issues myself with long file names. Looks like there's some new video drivers, graphics drivers for ATI and NVIDIA, and improved OpenGL, FireWire performance. Basically, it looks like a maintenance update to me, but you guys are welcome to chime in with your opinions on that. The last thing I wanted to talk about in news is it looks like the Firefox browser from the folks over at Mozilla.org is making some headway in taking away some of Microsoft Internet Explorer's market share. This is something that I think is great, and I totally support. So I encourage you guys to go over to www.firefox.com and try out Firefox, see what you think. I personally use Safari as my main browser, but I'm looking at Firefox seriously as something that I might switch to. I like it. It has some nice features. So check it out, see what you think, call in and give your opinions on it. I know that Drew over at donandrew.com, I don't know if you guys listen to the Don and Drew show, but if you do, or if you don't, actually you should check it out. But he had problems with the support for CSS in Internet Explorer 6, specifically on Windows. His website, which uses cascading stylesheet CSS, wasn't rendering properly on IE6, and I noticed that myself. So he had to redesign his site to get it to show up correctly in Internet Explorer, and we just shouldn't have to do that. So Firefox does render CSS great, so check it out. All right, now on for a couple of opinion things. Another thing over at Mac Rumors was that they're talking about, I guess, Apple's in talks with Digital River, which is a company that does kind of downloadable software. You know, you go online, you pay for software, and you can download. And specifically what they're working on with Apple, it seems like, or the rumor is, games for the iPod, downloadable games for the iPod. You know, I don't know what I think about that. I have a first generation iPod, so I just have the little Pong game. I know the new iPods have Solitaire, and it looks really great on the iPod Photo. I'm just curious, you know, we have so many devices that play games, Game Boys and all these handheld devices, and you can get games on your cell phone. I downloaded a game for my cell phone one time, and I think I played it for like, you know, a day or two, and then it got old and boring. So I don't know if I want games on my iPod. I would really like to see video on the iPod. You know, I know Steve Jobs says that's never going to happen, but I think that's not very realistic. If you look around now, they're talking about video on cell phones. They've got a bunch of devices for kids. There's a product called Video Now and Juicebox that specifically just play video. And I know that both Nintendo and Sony have announced MPEG-4 support for their new handheld gaming systems, the Nintendo DS and the Sony PSP. So obviously there's some sort of demand for people wanting video on a small handheld device. I think another thing that points to this is DVD players, portable DVD players, and how quickly they've come down in price. So I think people want video on a portable device. I don't know, you know, what the form factor is or what it is, but I think a video iPod, if Apple isn't considering doing one, they need to start really thinking about it. Again, you know, call in, give me your opinions, or shoot me an email, and let me know what you think. The last thing I want to talk about is Macintosh users groups. If you are not involved in your local Macintosh user group, and you're a Mac head, a Mac geek like me, you need to get involved. Our Mac user groups are having troubles, at least my local one is, and the one I used to be in Portland had similar type issues, although they did a little bit better with it, but membership is declining, and I'm not really sure what the root cause is, if people are just becoming more savvy about Macs and how to use them, and because it used to be that you go to a user group to find, you know, help in your local community, and so that's why, you know, I'm trying to add that as part of this podcast as well. But the other big thing that I think a lot of people miss, and a lot of younger people, because it seems like Macintosh user groups have kind of an aging population, but what a lot of younger people miss out on, I think, is the social aspects and the networking aspects of user groups. So I really encourage everybody, go out, find your local user group. If you need help, Apple has a user group area on their website. If you go to apple.com/usergroups, you can do a search and find the local user group in your area. Definitely, at the very least, go down, check out a meeting. It's usually free to go just attend a meeting, see what you think, and, you know, get involved. We need to keep the Macintosh platform, you know, thriving and healthy, and we want new blood in our user groups to make that happen. There's a lot now with, you know, video and audio and podcasting, and, you know, you guys can go get the word out to fellow Mac users in your area by using your user groups. So, you know, I encourage you to do that. So finally, the last thing is, I did get one email. I had a question from Alan. He was wanting to move from using Eudora as his email client to using MacMail, and he was having a hard time figuring out how to import his address book from Eudora to MacMail. So I did a little searching around and found out what you need to find if you want to move your email from Eudora to MacMail, is you need to locate your Eudora nicknames file. That's where all your address book entries are stored in Eudora. And apparently that's in the Eudora application folder, and then inside there should be a folder called just the Eudora folder, and inside there should be the nicknames file. Now, Alan emailed me back, and I saw this on MacMail myself, is if you fire up MacMail and you go over to the Apple Script menu, which looks like a little scroll. It's over towards the top right-hand side, and you pull that down, there is a couple of import address list or address book scripts, and there's one for Eudora. So if you run that, it'll prompt you to go out and find that nicknames file, and then that should import your address books. So hopefully that worked for Alan. I haven't heard back from him yet, but and hopefully it'll help someone else out there. All right, well, I think that's pretty much the show for today. We're at, let's see. I can't see how to see how long the show is in GarageBand. Well, anyway, we've been talking for a little while. Hopefully you guys enjoy the show. Hopefully it is a little more laid back and casual this time. I think we did a little better. The other thing I'm going to comment on is, and let you guys know, is I'm just going to record this thing on the fly, and what you hear is what you get. There's no editing, no going back, and I'm going to continue to do that because those are the types of podcasts I enjoy listening to, and hopefully you do too. So the last thing in closing is I just want to let you guys know how to get a hold of me. There's the hotline, 20-MACCAST-8. That's 206-222-2788. You can call the hotline, leave comments or a question. We'll try and help you out. Reach me via email, maccast@gmail.com. And then also, you can visit the MacCast website. It is maccast.com. at, or sorry, mattcast.blogspot.com. And on the website, I have the full show notes along with links to all the websites that I talk about on the show. So if you're driving in your car, you know, you don't need to write down URLs or something like that. They're all available on mattcast.blogspot.com. So I'm going to go ahead and exit with the Nevin Sugar Baby song again. Actually, that brings up one last thing I need to mention real quickly. I really want to find new music for the show. I went on GarageBand.com to look for another track, but it seems to be really hard to find stuff that's released under the Creative Commons license, so RIAA free stuff. But this being a Mac show and me wanting to be more collaborative about it, if you're in a band and you use Mac equipment to post-produce or produce your stuff, or if you're doing stuff in GarageBand, send me some stuff, you know, send me some MP3s, and if I like what I hear, I'll plug you on the show, I'll give you credit, and, you know, as long as you give me permissions to use it, that would be great. So send in your music, call with your questions, comments, and stuff like that. And I will talk to you guys all next time. All right. I'm out for today. See you later. Bye. Sugar baby, I'm lonely. Sugar baby, yeah. Lost baby, sugar baby, let me touch you, sugar baby, I am lonely, I am lost baby, sugar baby said, sweeter than candy, sugar baby said, now this is the time, maybe sugar baby said, are you ready to stay? Sugar baby said, yeah, I would love you. Yeah, come on, show it up. The look comes with this all day. I'ma show you, baby, you're the one in your own day. Sugar bear, baby, see you looking so lucky. I'm the sugar baby, gonna be right next to you. Sugar bear, baby, see you looking so lucky. Sugar keep you happy, baby, sugar at every cause. And you may show me the baby, show me the way to begin. I'll be so sweet, baby, you'll think I'm crazy.